So become life become so meaningful that so fruitful, so meaningful. even one has how much one well how much wealth one has. You see, everything became meaningful, beneficial for sentient beings. How much reputation one achieved, then along with that good heart, with that pure mind, you know, Dharma mind, with that good heart, then it becomes so beneficial for sentient beings. More reputation one gain, or more families. So more education one has, then becomes so beneficial for sentient beings. No harm. The education did not become harm, not used to harm others, you know, only to benefit others. So benefit oneself, benefit others. So like that. So so now whatever happens in life, see, whether one is wealthy, whether one is poor, life becomes, whichever way happens, life becomes so meaningful. even one has sicknesses, cancer, AIDS, whatever sickness one has, becomes so meaningful, so beneficial, so meaningful. Even one is healthy, so meaningful. And so that is not only to practice a good heart and to develop is not only for the happiness, not only for the benefit of oneself. There's a great need, there's incredible need, as I mentioned yesterday. There's incredible need for others, for the happiness of numberless other, for the happiness of numberless other sentient beings. There's unbelievable, most emergency and urgency, this need, you see, within, you see, you are practicing this, you're developing this good heart. So, as I normally mention that, so if one has the good heart compassion, if you, the one person, has a good heart compassion, then from that attitude, it doesn't produce a harmful action towards others. Others do not receive harm from that. So, including family members, the people, animals who are around, or who are around of oneself, who are around you every day, in everyday life, from there to numberless other living beings, they do not receive harm from, they don't receive harm from you, or from your compassion. So they receive, so the absence of harm is the peace. What there is the absence of harm is a peace. So they are receiving numberless other living beings, they receive peace from you, from your compassion. And then, not only that, not only stop giving harm, but with that compassion, benefit. More you develop compassion, do you, others receive, and on the top of, on the basis of not receiving harm, then there is a deeper benefit, more benefit, from your compassion, from your compassion. So, the number of things they receive, limitless skies of benefit, peace and happiness, temporary, ultimate, temporary and ultimate, the everlasting happiness, the liberation and the great liberation, full enlightenment, the peerless happiness, numberless other things they receive from you. So all this peace and happiness, what they don't receive harm, and they receive all this peace and happiness, limitless skies of peace and happiness, what they receive from you, temporary, ultimate, upper enlightenment, you see, is completely, it's in your hand. It's completely in it's in your hand. It's completely up to you. Up to oneself, you know, it's in your hand. Because if you generate compassion, you're the one person within you. If you generate compassion towards others, then you see numberless beings, they receive all this peace and happiness. If you don't, then they don't receive all these limitless skies of, you know, benefit, this peace and happiness, temporary, ultimate. So every one of us has a full responsibility. Every one of us is totally a full responsibility of each and every single living beings, their happiness, including, you know, family members, anyone who is around oneself, outside the house, inside the house, wherever, including them. So here we meditate a little bit, just short, you know, feeling is meditating on universal responsibility, you know, feeling. By thinking this way, suspend, then maintain on the I have responsibility of each and every, there are numberless living beings, each and every single living beings, you know, happiness. Okay? So, on that feeling, do one pointedness concentration, you know. There was holding that feeling, you see. Even though there are many educated people in the world, many people have wealth, you know. In the world, and say, so And even though there are numberless Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, there are numberless Buddhas, was fully enlightened beings, and there are numberless Bodhisattvas. Those great saints who totally renounced self, cherishing self and only cherishing others and seeking only the happiness of others, is completely renounced the seeking happiness for self, only seeking happiness of others, the numberless sentient beings. So then, even though there are numberless, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas like that, but you see, how other sentient beings, they're dependent on you. Which their happiness dependent on you. only after that person met you, or that animal, or the person, only after met you, then that animal or that person able to get means of living, you see, to be able to survive, able to save from dying and starvation or however, by sicknesses or only by after meeting you, then that person got better, the sickness, or able to get medicine, or however that. So there are many examples like that. Only after they met you, then they receive help. their problem is solved. Only after met you, then that person have opportunity to learn meditation, able to understand the need to practice meditation in the life, need to practice Dharma, need to learn, need to develop the spiritual path with the master mind. Need to develop one's mind, so I'll come to understand all this awareness of life only after the person met you. opened the door of the, only after met you, then opened door for that person's happiness, or door for the person's liberation from the, you see, from the whole entire suffering and causes. Only then open the door for that person's opportunity to learn path to enlightenment and to practice. Open the door towards the enlightenment, you see, to go to enlightenment. So that all the time happens. So we can see just from this daily examples, you can see how we respond. That everyone else has a responsibility of other sentient beings to free the other sentient beings from suffering and causes and bring them in, full enlightenment, the great liberation. So therefore. So therefore, now again, here there's a pursue, there's a, you know, great, there's a pursue. you see, that we need to learn more. Learn more dharma. Teaching the path shown by the fully enlightened being, that we need to learn more, and that we need to develop, that we need to learn, and that we need to practice, that we need to make our mind better and better. Develop good heart, more pure. You can see there's incredible need, you see, unbelievable need. When you look at the sentient beings, especially, you know, incredible need, you see. They need your help. only through development of your mind in the path of liberation and enlightenment, only then can liberate others, can offer deeper and deeper benefit to other sentient beings. So from this, that's something that we have to put effort day and night. How to help others? How to develop yourself? Develop your mind and path. You see, so to be more compassionate, more wisdom, to be more qualified to benefit others. So something that we have to put effort day and night all the time in this. listening, reflecting, meditation, practice, however, making better, you know. learn the As we have incredible opportunity now, this time, having learned teachers, living now, that we can learn, that incredible opportunity we have, that we can learn and really practice as much as possible and to actualize. So, whether others practice compassion towards you or not, first, one's own side, from your side, must practice compassion to others. As I normally mentioned, that there is a great risk if yourself do not practice compassion, then there's a great risk, incredible danger, that you, the one person, harm to not only the family members, those sentient beings who are around you in everyday life, but there's danger, nonetheless, of other sentient beings, they receive in this life, so many other sentiments receive harm from you and from life to life. So there's even the body, condition the body stops. But the mind, continuity of the mind goes after, you know, beyond from this life. So to next life, next lives. So therefore, without compassion, then what is there is ego, self-centered mind. if this is there, then other afflicted mind, anger, jealous mind, all those things, then those harmful thoughts also rises. the self-centered mind, so for this continues, you see, next life. So life to life like this, it harms so many sentient, it harms numberless sentient beings. If you think from the ego continuing from life to life, and then along with all those other support, you know, along like entourage, you know, like an army, all those other delusions, then you see, all those other delusions, you see, then harm to, you see, from life to life, you see, it harms numberless other sentient beings. So, therefore, you, the one person, harm to numberless sentient beings. So there's this great danger, risk. even the numberless other sentient beings, even they say, get angry, even they harm you, but you are one person. You see, you're just one living being. Now, you see, how much one think I'm most important, you know, my happiness is most important, however, it's just one living being. You see, even oneself to achieve, even one is able to achieve the everlasting happiness, liberation from samsara for oneself, not much to say surprise or to be excited about. You achieve happiness for yourself. So here, now, if one do not, in this life, now, while we have all the opportunities, having this perfect human body, have a blind leader, the virtuous friend, qualified virtuous friend, and see, who can show you the whole path, and see, from whom you can learn the whole path. So, however, opportunity to practice. if one doesn't develop the compassion, the good heart, then so the one person, the danger, the harm from life to life, the innumerable numbers of sentient beings, thinking like that, the number, you know, number of sentient beings that receive harm from you, so that so now So real here, real meaning of life here, to develop good heart, compassion toward benefiting others, and making life meaningful, making life beneficial to other sentient beings. So now, in regards to benefiting for other sentient beings, so, as I mentioned also yesterday, causing the happiness of this life to others, then second, causing others the happiness of all the coming future lives. So that's the second, how to make life meaningful, or how to benefit others. Second level of benefiting to others in language. Then third, you see, benefiting, making the life meaningful, or you see, benefiting other sentient beings, causing them to have to bring them in the everlasting happiness, in the total liberation from all the suffering and causes. And then fourth benefiting, which is the most important, bringing them to in the full enlightenment, the great liberation. So, in regards to benefiting other sentient beings, so there are, you see, different levels of benefiting to other sentient beings. Same, you know, making one's own life, meaningful, beneficial. So now, to free the numberless sentient beings from the whole entire suffering or samsara, and bring them in full enlightenment. To do this, perfect work towards other sentient beings. First, then one need to achieve. First, one need to oneself need to become perfect guide, fully qualified, having all the qualities, having all the qualities that to save, to guide other sentient beings. So that is only Buddha, only the Buddha, the enlightened being, has infinite qualities: holy body, holy speech, holy mind. Perfect, you know, understanding, and the compassion, and power. So oneself to become that, to achieve this, it doesn't happen without cause. Without cause conditions, it doesn't happen. So that depends on the cause actualizing the path, gradual path with one's heart. And just having realization of some, having some of the realization of the path to enlightenment, that's not sufficient. One need to complete all, one need to have complete realization of the whole path, you see, to, one need to actualize the whole path to enlightenment. And to say, one need to, it only happens one by following step by step. Without mistakes, the graduation is without mistakes. So what kind of path one need to actualize? Then one need to actualize that the whole path comes in the three levels, integrated into Lamrim, the gradual path of the higher capable being. Then that depends on the preliminary actualizing gradual path of the middle capable being and general, and that depends on the actualizing the gradual path of the lower capable being and general. So, and the very root of this is Guru devotion. Very root of all this, what makes successful all the rest of the path is the Guru devotion. They say, now, correctly devoting versus friend. So, in the Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim foundation of good quality, there is the mention that please grant me blessings. Correctly devoting kind kind if the term Lord is not Lord if he's not interested kind Lord or kind you see perfect kind je you think when you see true tingen je kind put this way perfect guide kind, perfected guide. if the word Lord is not if that's not if that word is a bad one, if that's a bad word, then it's a perfected guide. If that word Lord is uninteresting, then perfected guide. So correctly devoting the kind perfected guide, who is the basis of all the qualities. So, seeing that, seeing this as the root of the path, seeing this, discovering, or you see, realizing, this is the root of the path. Baba Tomayo, with much effort, and great, with much effort, a great, say, veneration, great respect. So what he's saying that so as Kadamba Geshe Potowa mentioned in the Lamrim that see, even the works of this life that by looking with the eyes, you know, by like a handcraft, you see, by looking with eyes, something you can learn by looking with eyes, you know, even that you need teacher to teach you. You can't learn by yourself without even something to, by looking at it with eye, you know, to learn. Even that, you see, some works of this life, something easy, you know, by looking with eye you can learn, but without teacher, you see, you can't learn by yourself. So even that way, you need teacher. So why not the path that you have never been before, journey, the path, you see, that you had never ever been before. This is, you see, the path to enlightenment. You see, how is possible you can do by yourself? Impossible without a guide. The virtuous friend. So, as Kadamba Geshe Potowa mentioned, that is, so that's why there's need guru, and why one needs to look for guru, and after one has found, then through analysis, after one has found, then this is how one should practice. The Lama Tsongkhapa saying, so here, please grant me blessings to be able to discover or realize or seeing the correctly devoting. The perfect guide, the kind, perfect guide, basis of all the qualities. So here now here, basis of all the qualities, so every single Dharma understanding that we have now, for example, any intellectual understanding Dharma that we have now, so came from, let's see, this quality where it came from whom one has received is from the guru, from the virtuous friend. Then by putting this into practice, by listening, teaching, and you see this, what we learned and what we put in practice, and all the merit, all the purification that happens in our everyday life, the purify not only today's nirkama, past life nirkamas, nirkamas from beginning of rebirth, that we are able to purify by doing the practice, so it came from the guru. All these qualities came from guru. Every cause of suffering, every cause of the lower realm, every cause of the obstacles to actualize path, every cause of the problems of this life, sicknesses, whatever it is, catastrophe, that we're able to purify every nirkama that we can make less is by kindness of guru. Every single nirkama that we can purify, and then listen, then that way, stop experiencing the result, these problems, the obstacles to practice Dharma, to have realization. Those sicknesses and so forth, whatever, so forth, that we're able to make less or stop experiencing. So every single experience that we generate, not even it's not actual realization, but every single experience that nears to realization, when we do meditation on Lamrim, when we do meditation practice, all this, every single every drops of experience that we say which nears to the realization, so all came from guru, receiver, say. And so every wisdom that we have, every compassion that we generate by learning the teachings, every compassion, every guru, every positive thought that we generate, good heart towards others, every wisdom that we have, discriminating wisdom to know what is right or what is wrong, what is wrong to be abandoned, what is right to practice, all this can be received from the guru, all these qualities we receive from the guru. Every single merit we collect, every single cause of happiness we collect, you see, by learning Dharma came from the guru. So every single cause of happiness that we create, that we have been collecting, we're collecting now, we'll be collecting in the future, however, all came from the guru. Every mistakes, our body, spirit, mind, every delusion we make less, every anger in our life, every time when we practice the patience, every time when we make one anger less, one negative karma less, or by the kindness of guru, by all these qualities come from the guru. So like this.